we recognize there is a turn, another, a second phase of money coming at a higher dimension for the body of Christ, for individuals who will partake in it, those who are tuned in, those who are here with me, here in Darrow, ministers around the world. Many things you're about to do in the financial arena that have never been seen in the church before. The church is about to rise in finances like never before. We thank you for it. Help us tonight. We yield. We'll commune with you. We'll commune with the Holy Spirit. You, the Father of spirits. May our spirit be able to pick up what you're saying, the signals and the insights you want us to have. And every person that is under the sound of my voice, wherever they may be, India, join in with us, or another country, join in today. 9 countries, Lord, over 3/4 of the state. We just thank you and praise you for it. And we makandele shikotele voskandele bokuski dele manda. Aprola sheet mandele suku e oramasikenda. Seeds will cause you to divorce lack and limitation. It is twofold. It's the seed and it is the harvest. Money cometh is not just the harvest. Money cometh is the seed and the harvest. You must know how to sow before you put it in store. Because putting it in store without knowing how to sow, the enemy will rob you, destroy your life with something that should have been a blessing to you. I cannot permit you to go no higher until you first learn stewardship of the seed. Stewardship of the seed train you to stewardship the harvest. If you never learn how to steward the seed, you will never receive the harvest big enough to steward. So hear my voice tonight. Be clear about it. Be it known that it's personal. Be it known that it's between you and I. This is not a crowd decision. If you want to walk in this arena of propheticness in your finances, you're going to have to yield to what I send you. Get an understanding of the revelation. Understanding I'm giving you an invitation. Make sure you're ready to step out in application of the thing that you're hearing. And then you begin to see manifestation and demonstration. For you see, your wealthy place is not just about you. It's about my business. It's about me being a good God. When you yield to my principle and work out what I tell you to do, you enter into the realm of bringing my glorification and magnification to the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore tonight, as I take you into deeper, deeper territory of understanding that it's not hard, it's all easy. It's already paid for. It's already yours. But there's an enemy who tried to cause you to look in other direction for your blessing. But remember, I am your source. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. And I'm ready for my children to receive their inheritance now. Yes. So as I speak to you tonight, listen clearly. As I've spoken to you this week through these men of God, listen, 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 says the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. You open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19, and then I'm going to give you a part of something we need to hear tonight. Matthew chapter 19. And you have to prepare yourself because we're going into a different dimension now. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Different dimension of the prophetical word, money coming. Just the two words, money coming. We're going to different dimension. What I said, different dimension, right? Now, Gloria Copeland walked up to me and gave me a prophecy many years ago. The prophecy was really from February the 1st, 1978. And the Lord inspired her to give it to me. The man who gave this prophecy, going home to be the Lord, Brother Charles Capp, But he was not a prosperity teacher. He taught on faith. He was one of the greatest faith teachers there was. This, in 1978, this prophecy was an alignment with what God is doing with our ministry now with money coming. February the 1st, 1978. Now, I got to give you a definition, because if you don't get this definition, I'm going to read a little part of this prophecy. But I got to give you a definition of a word I want you to have. The word inversion. And it means reversion of normal order. We're talking about financial inversion.
Yes, sir.
Is a reversion of normal order of finances in the church.
Yes, sir.
The word also means according to move or face in an opposite direction. Mm-hmm. It means reversal.
Yes, sir.
It means, listen to this, about face. About face. In other words, you're going one way in your finances, you're going that way. Oh, that's not the right way.
Yes, sir.
Turn around and you're following God, and then debt cancellation. All right, Lord, I'll talk about that in a minute. Money cometh, revelation and prophetical word is in the mold of mortgage cancellation.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be preaching in that vein. You'll see some things that a mortgage is nothing for a revelation from God to knock out.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I wrote a check for $83,000 to pay a man's household by God's direction. He told me to do it. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes later, a man called me and said, I need to see you.
Yes, sir.
The man said, my house was worth about $2 million. He said, but I was going to pay $100,000 principal note. And then he said, as an exotic car, I'm trying to move in. I used to go on a lot and pick a car and drive it home. He said, but it took me a little difficult to get it. So I got this check here for you. Not for water life.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I got this check here for you for $110,000.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
45 minutes later, I just wrote an $80,000 check out to pay another man's house off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
45 minutes, come back.
Yes, sir.
110. And then I told my wife. My wife wrote the check. I said, honey, you know, it's a big seed, but God's got a harvest coming. 45 minutes.
Yes, sir.
So I preach up here with a $110,000 check right
yes,
before my
sir.
Eye.
Yes,
knowing what I'm about to teach you and how. So why? He,
yes, sir.
He was thinking about paying his house off.
Uh-huh.
Just pay the house off. Uh-huh. He thinking about paying his house off. And the Lord said, take it to the apostle.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And you know, he said, he kind of think about it. He said, man, what? I'm going to do what he tells me to do, you know. All right. So you got the word inversion, right? You know what it means now, because I'm not going to be the preacher unless you stay with me tonight.
Yes, sir.
Inversion. It mean a reversion of normal order. So everybody who, my God, I feel anointed. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Yes.
Whew. So everybody who's listening, write down mortgage moving.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm ahead of myself, but I'm gonna give you one of them. Mortgage, I got 7 or 8 to give you. Mortgage is mortgage moving time.
Yes, sir. Mortgage moving
yes.
time.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Listen. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't ask you about no amount.
Right,
right, right.
Yep. It's mortgage moving time.
It's mortgage moving time.
Money coming says.
Money coming says.
It's mortgage moving time.
It's mortgage moving time. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And money coming can move it.
Money coming can move it.
Because it's from God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why we told you about connection and respect and then expectation. Or you'll get in a place where you'll be rejected. In the money arena. When God sends you something, you need to take a hold of it. Now, financial inversion should increase in these days. You got the definition of inversion. For you see, it is my desire, now listen, to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Receive that, please. Yes,
receive.
It's my desire.
Yep.
Then the Lord says, release me. Well, I thought you was the hold up. No, he just told you. You the hold up.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you tonight to release me to do things out of the ordinary for you, things that you never seen before, things that your family never seen before, things that all your cousins never seen before, things that your school teacher haven't seen before, things that your doctor haven't seen before, things that your lawyer haven't seen before, things that your mayor haven't seen before.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But you got to release me.
Yes, sir.
Says the Lord. He said it twice. Release me. Now, why do you want to be released, Lord? That I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
Yes.
We're talking about money.
Yes, sir.
For yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. We know that's going on, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Watch what he said, though. The economy shall go up. I'm just going to read a part of it. And it will go down. Listen to what he says now. Yes, we'll be here for in this prosperity. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour, in the pandemic hour, in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Yes, sir.
Yes. 1978.
Uh-huh.
What is it, 20? Yeah, 2020, right?
Yes, sir.
It's year.
Yes, sir.
He's prophesied in 78, but it's year now. He says, yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is now. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, says the Lord. That's just part of it, but I want you to hear that part about that inversion and having expectation beyond natural understanding. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
I feel nothing, man. I'm ready. Yeah, just what I want you to write down. It's a episode that began tonight. It's a divine episode that the body of Christ had not seen. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
A divine financial episode is about to begin in the body of Christ that have never been seen before.
Yes, sir.
Hear me now. Here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Here's the aspect for money coming. Money comings make all impossible money become possible money.
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all got to hear it before I can go any further.
Yes, sir.
Money coming makes all impossible money become possible money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So from now on, in your finances, get impossible out of your vocabulary.
Yes, sir.
Get it out. Get impossible out of your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Get impossible out of your vision.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, just get impossible out of your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And he's going to take it out tonight. Money comes is designed by God to keep money alive in your life.
Yes, sir.
To glorify God everywhere you go. You see what it's all about?
Yes, sir.
Money comes is designed by God to keep money alive in your life.
Yeah.
To glorify God everywhere you go. Yeah. All right, let's look at some scripture now. To back that up, money comes make all impossible money become possible money.
Yes.
Say possible money.
Possible money.
Say it again.
Possible money.
Say it again.
Possible money.
Yeah, you got to get that on the table of your heart. Get that down in your soul that all money is possible.
It's possible.
Yes, sir.
All amount
is
possible. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that. See, you got to come off the plantation tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'd like for you to come off the plantation and I want you to move into plenty.
Yes, sir.
We're coming off the plantation tonight.
Yes, sir.
We're moving into plenty. The church,
yes,
church been living like it's on a plantation. You got to go to the bank for everything. No, make the bank come to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Jesus in Matthew 19:26 make this statement. But Jesus beheld them. The disciples always were tripping about certain things. And said unto them, now you got to get this. With men, this is impossible. With men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things, all. And we're talking about in the financial arena now.
Yes,
we're talking about money coming was sent by God to make every financial transaction possible.
Possible. Yes, sir.
Not normal. Mm-hmm. Not naturally. Mm-hmm. But spiritually.
Yes, sir.
In the arena of divine multiplication. Mm-hmm. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Jay, what men say you can't do, God said, clap your hand and shout.
Yes, sir.
For you're about to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because
hallelujah.
You see, you're moving in a dimension.
Yes, sir.
That hasn't been mentioned in the church.
Yes, sir.
More possible.
See, every believer, mm-hmm. not just a preacher, not just somebody got a big company, a business. No, this is everybody.
Every, yes, sir.
Who know how to walk in that realm, rim. Write that down. Rim. Write it down. Rim and rain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, rim and rain. Rain. You know, like a certain rank. Rank. Yes, put the word rank. Rank. You got it?
Yes, sir.
See, so here now, money coming is going into another realm.
Uh-huh.
Another rank.
Yes, sir.
Mortgage moving power.
Yes, sir.
Without your check.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I pronounce divine favor.
Yes, sir.
On all of your financial transactions.
Yes, sir.
Divine favor. You receive it? Divine favor from this moment forward.
Yes, sir.
Will be in every financial transaction you carry out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember the $110,000 check. Now, don't forget. You can't just get. Don't forget that. That is right here.
Yes, sir.
God, you just do it. All right, you got that? Go to Luke, or we'll get it more in one place. Luke 18. Verse 27. And he said, the things which are impossible with men.
Yes, sir.
Are
possible.
Possible with who? With God. See it?
Yes, sir.
See it? Now, these verses never been used in the financial arena as for sale or prosperity or abundance. These verses are designed to be used in every area.
Yes, sir.
And tonight, the Lord is bringing it into the area of your financial freedom.
Yes.
See it? See it? Wait, we're not through. We're not through. Go to Mark 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Because I want to get enough scriptures here to drown every doubter out.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to get all doubt and all fear out your life about how I'm going to do it. Shut up. Yeah, I'm telling you how to do it. Listen. Mark 10. Verse. Mm. 22. The rich ruler, one of them boys touched on him. A rich young ruler, he was sad at that saying and went away grieved. God told him, for he had great possession. I mean, we say great possession at him. And this is a text on about money. And so Jesus looked around about him in verse 23 and said to his disciples, how hard shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Now you see, somebody run on that. Oh, they'll run down the road. They'll shout on this. They say, well, you see that people who got rich can't. No, dummy, you ain't read the Bible. 1 Timothy 6 tell you, God give us richly all things to enjoy. But you see, traditionally and religiously, to prove that you deep in spirituality, you prove yourself out of being wealthy.
Come on. Yes, sir.
To prove, because you broke, because you never walked in this type of anointing, you're looking for text to back your brokenness up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, people look for text like that. People look for eating text.
Come on.
Yeah, when you tell them something killing them, they go get a text and look at it. The Bible says, eat this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus looked around about and said to the disciples, how hard shall they have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Listen. And the disciples were astonished at his words, because they're always rich. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for them that trusts in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God who trusts in riches. And they were astonished out of measure. So, oh God, who gonna make it? Saying among themselves, who can be saved? So they must have had some money. Why would they say that? Ain't no broke person gonna say that. You're talking about somebody with money.
Come on, apostle. Yes, sir.
And verse 27 now is what I want you to see. Again, and Jesus looking upon them says. Now, I heard Spirit says, the Lord said, tell you, I'm looking at your mortgage tonight. I'm looking. Will you let him look at it? Yes. Just let him look at it. He said, I'm looking at mortgages in the body of Christ tonight.
Yes,
I told you, money coming, we're going to another level.
Yes,
mortgage. I'm looking at mortgage. And Jesus looking upon them said, with men, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Now the question here is, are you teachable?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Isaiah 48 for a moment. Because I got a lot of notes here, but I want the Lord is leading me to show you some things to pre-prepare you for what you're about to go into. Isaiah 48. This is one of the texts when I first started teaching Money Coming. This is one of the texts that the Lord led me to a new arena of understanding him. Isaiah 48, 17. It's sort of like a financial redemption text. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How many of mine let God give you financial redemption?
Yes, sir.
A financial redemption. Write that down. I never heard it before. This is a financial redemption text.
Yes, sir.
17 verse. Well, all right, Lord. Go to 1 Samuel 22 verse. And then we're coming back to this verse. Because I got to get this line in the scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I feel like I'm moving in the old days, boy. Many years ago when I first started moving in the level of understanding of what God wanted the body of Christ to do in finances. You see, he had to put it on hold a while because they couldn't keep up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He had to wait till he get enough people ready to go. How many online? Ready to go. So he can use them to be a pattern to show the world that he really meant what he said.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to go?
Ready. Yes, sir.
See, we're not talking about work now.
Yes,
sir. See, we're talking about grace.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about God's goodness. Yes. We're talking about God's glory, God grace, God goodness, and God's glory. You listening?
Yep.
Getting up in your finances.
Yes, sir.
God grace, God's goodness, and God's glory is getting in my finances right now. What? Everything gonna be paid off.
Yes, sir. Everything.
We're in the paying off season.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I done step off in the paying off season.
Yes, sir.
Every step I take is a paying off step.
Yes, sir. Step by take is a plan off
stick.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Y'all better take some steps.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all don't only have to pay y'all one off. God going to use y'all to pay other people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of them will never get to this level, but we'll be able to help them because we love them.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice, let's look at the problem. Let's look at the problem and then go to the solution. 1 Samuel 22, we read it today. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, verse 1. And when his brother and all his father have heard it, they went down thither to him. They knew that David knew something.
Yes, sir.
And they knew that God works through connection. Mm-hmm. God don't just work through direction. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yes, sir.
God works through connection.
Yes, sir.
Everyone that was in distress, money coming, distress. Everyone that was in debt. Everyone that was discontented, three things, three negative, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. They came that he can teach them that they can walk out of that.
Yes, sir.
All right? Now go back to Isaiah 48:17. That was another major text that I used in the beginning. And I got to go back to them and use them a lot now. Yes, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, thy God, which what?
Teaches
thee to profit.
Yep. Yes, sir.
See that?
Yes, sir.
So you can't just profit, you got to be taught. Which leadeth thee, not only teaching now, once I teach you, I can lead you.
Yes, sir.
Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. See, you can't, people trying to be led without being fed.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to work. All right. Now, here's some points that the Lord told me to put out tonight in this area. What happens when God put his hand on your money?
Come on. Yes, sir.
You have no idea what scripture you give to me. Ezekiel chapter 37. Mm-hmm. In a valley of dry bone. He's dealing with a valley of dry finances.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord, Ezekiel 37, yes. 1 through 10, the hand of the Lord was over me, and he took me in a valley full of dry bone.
Yes, sir.
And he said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these mortgages be canceled?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can these people come alive financially? Ezekiel, can it happen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know he said, prophesy to them. Yes, money coming.
Coming to me.
No, just money coming. You gotta go no further. Right. You gotta go no further. You gotta go no further. You gotta go no further. We're in another zone, you know.
Yes,
money. Coming.
Woo! Wow. Hallelujah.
Wow. Every dry bone in your finances coming together.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Yep.
I don't know how far I'm going to be to get tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Yes.
And also write Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. If I go in that valley of dry bone, we ain't getting much further. I won't get you some. So I'm not going up in that valley. But I want you to write down Malachi 3:10.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Malachi, you know what? By tithing, bring you all the tithing to the storehouse. Prove me not your wit, says the Lord. I will not open the wonders of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. The second thing. Turn to Deuteronomy 28. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Deuteronomy. I want to show you something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 28. Remember we talk about money coming, make all impossible money become possible money.
Yes, sir.
You got that?
Yes,
All right. Deuteronomy 28. Turn there, because I'm about to make a statement, another statement that is powerful. I never heard it before, but it's coming out now because the time has come. All right. Deuteronomy 28. Let's see. All right. Verse. All right. What happened to money when God put his voice on it? He had his hand on it. What happened to money when God put his voice on it? Deuteronomy 28, 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If thou will hearken unto what? The voice of the Lord thy God. Money coming. What? That's the voice of God right there. See, money coming is the voice of God about money. Money, yeah, that's it. Money coming is the voice. Money coming. You won't say it so bad. Now go ahead. To me. Now. That's all right. And all these blessings, blessing is plural.
Yes, sir.
Shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken, listen with the intent to do unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Not only what happened when he put his hand on it. Remember now, I said, I don't know if I told you this. Let's go back up to the first point. What happened to money when God put his hand on it? I told you something else about with that? I just told you that part. I said anything else with that? All right. What happened? I'm going back to one. I was going back to that. What happened to money when God put his hand on it? I don't know if I give you all three of this word. It must multiply.
Oh, wow.
It must multiply.
Yes, sir.
It must multiply.
It must multiply.
When God put his hand on your money.
Yes, sir.
It must multiply.
Multiply.
Now, all this stuff coming out of money coming.
Yes, sir.
See, money coming is a volume of revelation. It's a volume of anointing. It's a volume of wisdom. It's a volume of manifestation. It's a volume of demonstration that are not normal.
Yes, sir.
See, when God put his hand, your money must multiply.
Must multiply.
Now, what happened to money when God breathed on it? So tonight God not only put his hand on your money, he not only giving you revelation from the void, but now God, the Holy Ghost, is ready to breathe on your finances.
Yes, sir.
I never heard that before.
No, sir.
See, because someone would think that this is sacrilegious. They would think, oh, God not concerned about money enough to breathe on it.
Oh, man.
Huh? What are you talking about?
No, sir.
God been breathing on money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he
has. Thank you, Lord. I heard a word. Manifestation cannot come without God's breath.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Yeah.
Write that down. Manifestation cannot come without God's breath, because God's breath is the life of manifestation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, it keep coming out. I never heard that before. It keep coming out, though. See, a manifestation is God breathing.
Yes, sir.
John 20. John's gospel. Wow. John 20 and 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So if God breaths powerful enough to bring the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh.
It must be powerful enough to cancel your mortgage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I say tonight, God breath.
Yes.
Through money coming.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is breathing on your finances.
Yes.
That's why he told you to come to this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Every person listen to me right now. Mm-hmm. You never heard this at your church and no other church.
Right.
Come on.
Apostolically, prophetically, God is breathing on your finances tonight.
Glory. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness. You got the shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
I heard this in the spirit. All impossible strokes leave your money tonight. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got to say that 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
All impossible stroke. There have been financial strokes. Holding your money.
Yeah.
But they leave tonight. In other words, everything that's been holding you back because of the anointing, because of the prophetic, because of the apostolic, the stroke, the level you've been at a stroke at.
Come on, sir. Come on, apostle. Yes, sir.
Man, are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ been carrying financial strokes. Can't move no further. Look back, tell me what color you are. Look back, tell me what mom and them did. Look back, tell me somebody holding your back. All them strokes are taken off by the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
your money got God's hand on it. Your money got God's voice on it.
Yes.
Your money got God's breath on it.
Yes,
and now the stroke got to go.
Got to go. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sort of like money been paralyzed.
Wow.
I saw a vision. I thought that money was walking. I thought money was running. But Lord told me, no, money flying tonight. at a speed that can't be calculated.
Wow.
Will you be a landing place?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. A landing place.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
All strokes, all paralysis, leave your money tonight.
Leave tonight. Yes, sir.
Your time has come for your finances to become unspeakable and full of glory, bringing joy to God. First Peter 1:8. Look at First Peter 1:8 quickly. Unspeakable and full of glory finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, you believing, you rejoice with joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Now, I can talk to you by example. Now, I can talk to you by example. 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 Once God do that for you, once you out of debt, and once you don't ever have no money issues, it's joy unspeakable.
Yes, sir.
And full of glory.
Yes,
you know, a person said, I don't have to have much. I just know you're lying. You need to have more.
Yes, sir.
That's,
yes,
that's a lying excuse.
Yes, sir.
You designed to have more.
Designed to have more.
Yeah, yeah. You built to like good things.
Built to like good things.
If you built like God.
Right, yes. Right.
He said, we're creating his image, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
God ain't broke.
No, sir.
No, he's not.
God don't want no leftover.
No.
God's a creator.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, he's my creator. Oh my, you know I didn't get that scripture. What that scripture say, Buck? I didn't write it down. Let them say, the weak say I'm strong. Because I got a point to give you. This is going to be a building, sort of like an exercise. Building. Let those who have been weak in money say I'm strong in money. What that scripture is that song? Let them who say they have been weak in money, I want tonight to begin to say I'm strong in money.
I'm strong in money.
See? Because you couldn't say it before money comes came, we're going to put you out of church.
Yes, sir.
Joel 3:10. Get that for me. Joel 3:10. I'm not weak. I'm strong in money. I'm not weak in money no more. I'm strong in money.
Joel,
J-O-E-L, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm strong in money. I'm not weak. I'm strong.
I'm strong in money.
No, don't look at your purse.
Yes, sir.
Don't look at your wallet. Don't even look at your checking account. Mm-hmm. Just keep talking.
Strong in money.
Keep walking.
I'm strong in money.
Watch what happens.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what the Lord said. And money coming. This is a money deliverance exercise.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Beat your plowshares into sword and your pruning hook into spears. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Now, I can pull from that text there. Y'all been trying to get money by working.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Plowing.
Yes, sir.
Just night and day. And never say nothing about your finances. You're trying to make it, but you're not saying nothing. But yet now for Revelation tonight, ooh, I feel like running, boy. Revelation tonight, he said, let the weak, oh my goodness, man. Let those who have been weak in money say I'm strong in money. How foolish you are, you didn't say nothing.
Come on.
I'm gonna give you one more chance. See, because I'm not a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm trying to get something in you.
Yes, sir.
So say, I'm not weak in money.
I'm not weak in money.
I'm strong in money.
I'm strong in money.
And don't even think about your job.
Yep. That's right.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about money coming.
Money coming.
We talking about a prophetic word God has sent to us to change everything. Yeah. And now he said there's enough people for me to take it to another level.
Yes,
yes, sir.
All dry money must come alive tonight.
Yes, sir.
Dry money is money that's not enough. Mm-hmm. Turn to Deuteronomy again. You really brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Man. I'm a man. The Lord had to hold me this long to bring some of this other stuff out. Because many in the body of Christ wasn't ready for it, you see.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Uh-huh. Listen to this. Every time I turn around, money is headed in my direction. You better turn around. Every time I turn around, you see, money.
Yes, sir.
That's why I wore this suit tonight.
Yes, sir.
See, you. Uh-huh. Look at them shoes. I had to come with something.
Yes, sir.
My tailor. Went home to be with the Lord. I bet you dancing in heaven right now. Look, he been trying to get me to wear a little lot of color, you know. His son talked me into it.
Yes, sir.
But see, this is an extravagant message.
Yes, sir.
So I had to dress extravagant.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Love it. Yes, sir.
No, I haven't put him on this. He's bragging on himself. And I'm bragging on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He called me back. He called him back to some words here. We'll get back to that. Somebody listening to me been living in a broke stroke. They've been broke so long it had become a stroke. I command you to rise up and walk in finances.
Yes, sir.
You see what the Spirit of God said? Because
yes.
I got over here, he said broke, and then he said stroke. And I never heard those words before, but it don't believe that the paralysis can lead you in your finances.
Wow.
First thing, let it leave your mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let it leave your mouth.
Yeah.
And then put it out your house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Don't look at your curtain until you get the right one. Mm-hmm. You pass by your curtain, shut your eyes. They're not the one you want.
Yes, sir.
Curtain is not made to cover the one, just to cover the one. Curtain are made to glorify God and the beauty of your home. We just getting something to cover the window. No, you got to get some curtain that talk back to you. Hey, did you look at me while you're passing by? Hallelujah. All right. Every time I turn around now, money is headed in my direction.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now remember that, right? Now look in Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. I'm turning around. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Every time I turn around. Here's another one found in Matthew 17:27 when Jesus had that miracle with that fish with money in his mouth. Come on now, this is strong what I'm about to give you now. And you have to do it by faith. Everything I'm preaching by faith, because feeling, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yes, sir.
All right? So this message, you got to move in faith. You understand?
Yes, sir.
It says, I will not accept any money opinion. I'm living in money dominion.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus told that boy, go catch that fish. He said, money don't run me. I don't worry about no opinion. I don't worry about how much you got in the bag. Go catch the first fish you catch. And they put your hand down, they got some money in there. That's the way, that's Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me say it. Jesus was a money coming out of operator.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the way money coming operate. Money coming, control money. Have dominion over money. Money been having dominion over you too long.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the body of Christ to find a remnant of people who gonna dominate.
Dominate. Yeah.
That's why he sent money coming. Not going after stuff. Just dominate, man. No, it's not about stuff. It's not about going after money. That's why he said money coming.
Money coming. Yes, sir.
It means positioning yourself. As Isaiah 48:17 says, as you be taught, you obey, position yourself, and the money gonna run you down.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. I know I got somebody here. Katali Shukotale Miske. Oh Lord help me. Fresh and new money comes to me now.
Fresh
and new money. Psalm 92:10. You see, anointed with fresh oil.
Yes, sir.
Fresh and new money. Anointed money.
Yeah, anointed money.
Luke 10:19. This is very important. My wife will tell me I need to teach more on it. I am. Getting the siphon out of your soul. And the money will roll.
Yes, sir.
Behold, I give you power.
Yes, sir.
Tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. One of the power of the enemy is he's a thief. And the hustling and bustling that the church been going through, pastors and all, is not right. So I speak blessing over pastors tonight.
Yes, sir.
Pastors, get online, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Call your pastor and tell him, listen to this tape.
Yes, sir.
They need to have it, man.
Yep.
Need to have it. Because if the pastor can't go, the members can't go.
Nope.
See? Behold, I give you power. Luke 10:19, a tread. See, that you got serpents in your money. Got to get them out. Scorpions in your money. Get them out. What you do when you see a roach in your house?
You smash
it. No, you invite him. Come to the table. Come to the table. Sit right side me. Shh. Money cometh. This is what he told me. Act activates the covenant and the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
When you come down to finances, see, it's a word from him, but it goes into scripture and activates the scripture.
Yes, sir.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to go fast now because I'm closing. I'm going fast. I'm going to give you some hot stuff. Get ready for it. In the aspect of going to this level of revelation in money coming is mountain moving power. Any mountain, Mark 11:23, very, I say to whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, and see shall not down his heart, but believe those things which you say, it shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said. But there's mountain moving power released prophetically by money coming. Every mountain that's been holding your finances up is moved tonight.
It's moved tonight. Yes, sir.
Not only that, turn to John 2:5 with me. He says, whatsoever he says, till you do it. Money comes released tonight. Miracle manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Miracle manifestation. Miracle manifestation in your finances.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know if y'all going to be able to take to the next one, but it's time. I mean, the Lord told me I can't hold it no more. Go to Ecclesiastes. He told me I couldn't hold it. I put it out, whether they can take it or not. Let them fall out. Because this, I got to go there now. The time you can't be messing around no more. They've been laughing at the church, messing around. It's time now. It's our time. They get evil and we get righteous.
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn to Ecclesiastes. Turn now. Because I'm going to say something that's going to change your status of living. That'll be all right?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. The Spirit of God said to tell you tonight, we are in millionaires' moments in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
See, you know, you see,
yes, sir.
I said, and
yes,
you think about somebody else. I ain't talking to nobody else. I'm preaching to you up in here.
Yes, sir.
We are in millionaires' moments.
Yes, sir.
Prophetically.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Properly.
Yes, sir.
With the right purpose.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You see what I'm saying? See, when you're trained, you can millionaire status is no problem.
No problem.
And the Lord said, tell the church, we're in millionaire moments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Scared his head, aren't you?
Millionaire moment.
I am in my millionaire moment.
I am in my millionaire moments.
You ain't never said it. You never said that before.
No, sir.
You ain't know you had a moment.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. But notice what John 2:5 says. Go back to John 2:5. I'm on a miracle manifesting. Now come back, I'll give you what, I'll come back to Ecclesiastes. Cause I mean, whatsoever he says to you, do it. That's the miracle manifestation. That's number two. Now on number three, millionaire. The Lord told me the church, this time when money coming moving, at the level of money coming moving now, see, Montreal talked about the millionaire identity. Ron talked about the millionaire money coming identity. Montreal talked about Ron talking about the money coming stewardship. I come here tonight talking about money, all of impossible money become possible.
Yes,
sir. Give it to you again. Before I read this voice, when I read this voice, you ought to see it. Money coming make all impossible money become possible money.
Become possible money. Yes, sir.
Never, I never preached this before. Because you wasn't ready for it.
Yes, sir.
You ready for it now?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. What?
Yes, sir.
You ready for it? Y'all send me some comment. You ready for it now?
Ready for it now.
Now, go back to Ecclesiastes. Let me make this statement again. Spirit condele shako tele mangri hasko tele bosaya. We in millionaire moments. Ecclesiastes 5:19. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. Riches and wealth must be meaning you're a millionaire. Riches and wealth. Huh?
Both of them.
Yeah, that's two of them as a calculation. at least 2 or 3 million.
Yes, sir.
I had a lady one time, business lady. I don't know if she watched my broadcast, but she was so kind. She stopped by to talk to me, you know, and she said, you know, I got $3 million. Me and my husband got $3 million. So I let her enjoy it herself.
Yes, sir.
Because if I would have opened my mouth, she probably went burn her house down.
Yes, sir.
She didn't know, you know. She was being nice. She said, I don't tell anybody. I ain't calling her name. But she said, I don't tell anybody, but we got $3 million.
Yeah. Praise God.
I was trying to think back how far it was.
Come on.
When I had her Sam testimony.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you can't handle that, Lord's saying it's for a reason, you know. Right. You know, Lord got this up here for a reason.
Right.
Anybody ever dropped you a $110,000 check off?
No, sir.
The Lord trying to show you something, so don't get jealous and go crazy. Somebody, he ain't had to say that. No, I didn't have to say it. You know, I'm not saying it for my, I had it in my pocket. I already had it. Right. I don't have to say it.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm saying it for your benefit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, devil. Yes, sir.
Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Man, you can't argue with that scripture.
Yes,
huh?
No, sir.
Huh? Come on, let's get one or two more in quickly. Got 7 minutes, I'm going to go. Maturing in money matters. And you notice MM.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he gave it to him. MM, you remember? Mountain moving, power, miracle manifestation, millionaire moment.
Yeah.
Maturing in money matter. Joshua 1:8. I don't have to turn there. That's how you mature. You meditate.
Yes, sir.
You meditate.
Yes, sir.
You meditate the word of God. And everything meddling with you can't meddle with you no more.
Right, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Yes, sir.
And I will describe you tonight from Matthew 6:24. Turn there a minute. I will describe you tonight as a money master.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, I pronounce money mastership on your life.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Say it, I'm a money master.
I'm a money master.
See, that verse said, no man can serve two masters.
Right.
For either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the other and despise the other. You cannot serve God in money. When you start making money serve God through you,
mm-hmm.
you become a money master.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it.
See. When you have money and God is in control of your money, just like he told me, pay the house off, paid it off. I mean, the other man right here,
yes, sir.
Called him. He's in the audience. I called him.
Yes, sir.
And told him to meet me at a certain address and gave him the key.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
God told me to do it.
Yes, sir.
Then he was able to move into another house. Now he got his hope up. He got his feet up off the ground. He's ready to go now.
Yes, sir. All
the money markers will be stopping your life tonight.
Yes, sir.
People mark because you follow and try to learn about the wealth and the prosperity of God. They call you a different name, you know. You see, like for health, they call you a health nut. Well, the Lord said, call them a food nut. You don't call me a health nut, you a food nut.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You're a broke nut.
Broke nut, yes, sir.
You don't want to move. Just stay broke, but you're a broke nut. Yes. If all this power and all these revelations going out and you're not paying no attention, you're a broke nut.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
More apostle.
And that's based on money markers. I got 1 Samuel 22:1-2 there. Now, Isaiah 48:17, I'm going to give you one or two more. Isaiah 48:17. Money maps are being released. Mm-hmm. M-A-P-S, money maps. In other words, when God teach you, it's a money map.
Yes, sir.
When God teach you on prosperity, when God teach you,
yeah.
He say, I'll give you the power to get wealth. If you let him teach you, He said, then when the teaching is proper, the leading can be proper.
Yes, sir.
You see what he said?
Yes, sir.
What's teaching thee the prophet? Mm-hmm. What's leading thee? See, when you're taught, you have to be led.
Yes, sir.
I teach you, and then you're able to let me lead you mm-hmm. by the way that you should go.
Yes, sir.
And then I close with the one that I talked to you about earlier, mortgage moving power.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 29:11. I used to read it in the NIV Bible. Jeremiah 29:11. Mortgage moving power, mountain moving power, miracle manifestation, millionaire moments, maturing in money matters, money master, dealing with money markers. You have to rise. They're making fun at you. You have to rise so high that when they see you, they're high.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because they'll see the production of your God.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That your God is bigger than their God.
Yes, sir.
See? God, let God show himself strong. So Jeremiah 29:11, this is one of my favorite verses. For I know the plans, P-L-A-N-S, I have for you, declares the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Will you let God make a declaration over your finance tonight?
Yes, sir.
Plans. Again, he said plans twice. Plural. God said, listen, baby, if 13 million routes shut up on you, I can make another.
That's right.
Yes. Nobody can shut no door on you. Nobody can shut no gate on you.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can stop you from going where I say you can go.
Yes, sir.
But you.
Amen.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Wow. What a night.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Write these seven words down. I'm trying to close. Prophetic. Talking about money coming now. Prophetic. Plans. Purpose. Prophetic. Plans. Purpose. Procedures. God is about to operate on your finances.
Yes, sir.
Possible. Plowing and planting.
Yes, sir.
That's all you got to do. Plow. Plow that word. Plant that word. Do what they tell you to do. And I'll see you in your millionaire moment.
Yes, sir.
Money coming.
Money coming.
Make all impossible money.
Make all impossible money.
Become
possible
money.
Money.
We'll take up tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. I think I better put this check back in my pocket. This suit like this check.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh.